Folks, welcome to the Michael McCarley Show. This is our first episode, so we're glad you're here. We're glad you're listening. We just joined Twitter, so if you want to follow us, you can do so at the handle The McCarley Show. McCarley is McCarlie. Again, our handle is at The McCarley Show. If you have questions, comments, or if you want to harass me, you can do that too by using the hashtag AskMcCarley. And we'll respond to as many of those as we can. We've got a great show for you today, folks. We're sitting down with Josh Romney. Many of you know him as the son of Mitt Romney, former presidential nominee for the Republican Party in 2012 and a presidential candidate in 2008. Many people thought that Governor Romney may run again a third time and made a decision a few weeks ago that that would not be the case. We're going to ask Josh what the decision process looked like from a family perspective and what his thought process was in that. Before we get to Josh and I introduce him, I read a fun fact yesterday that I thought I'd share with all of you. According to the Charity Foundation, we are number one in the world for people helping strangers. The United States is. 79% of people in the last year helped a stranger in one way or another. And so when I read that fact, I thought I better share that tomorrow because that puts us as number one, and that's a good thing to be number one at. So throughout your day today, if you have a chance, go help a stranger or go do something good for someone. So speaking of doing good, we're going to talk to Josh Romney today about his charitable work. He's the president of Charity Vision International. His mom, Ann Romney, is on the board. They're raising a lot of money and doing good for children around the globe. Charity Vision is a group that provides a way for people to get surgery and correct their vision or literally bring sight back to those who cannot see. So we'll talk to him about that. He's very active and involved in that charity. We'll talk to Josh about being a dad of six kids. A lot of people don't know that he has that many kids. He beat his dad on that front by having one more than his dad did. We'll talk to Josh about his work in the governor's office for economic development. And some of the other interesting things that you may not be aware of. He's the chairman of the board of governors for Operation Underground Railroad that focuses on abolishing the slavery with young people in the world. And a lot of times it's sexual slavery. And he's going to talk a little bit about that and how they're working to abolish this. So we're excited to talk to Josh, talk to him about his life, talk to him about politics, and even ask him if he's interested in following in the footsteps of his grandfather, George Romney, and his dad, Mitt Romney, and running for office one day. So without further ado, welcome to the program, Josh.
Thank you, Mike. It's great to be here.
So we'll talk about kind of the most current events first. Obviously, the big news a few weeks ago was your dad told a bunch of fundraiser folks in New York that he was thinking about running for president. He made the decisions a few weeks later that he would not jump into the 2016 race. You know, after 2012, I think no one in kind of Mitt's inner circle thought that he was going to give it a go for 2016, although he kept very relevant. He was one of the most sought after surrogates during the 2014 election. He's holding an ideas summit up in Deer Valley, Utah, once a year, where most of the presidential contenders are coming. So take us through from a family perspective, Josh, late fall, early this year. Take us through that timeline. What did that look like? What was that decision-making process? This is obviously something he did not take lightly. Walk us through that process.
Well, let's go all the way back maybe to 2012. And I mean, I'll just tell you that there was not even one iota of a possibility that he even considered running for president again. Didn't think it would be an option. Not something he'd even think about doing. But as time progressed, you know, amazingly, his stock amongst Americans continued to rise. And people really like him. They saw what he was doing for congressional and Senate candidates in the 2014 cycle and the success he had in helping them and campaigning for them. And, you know, it was really quite remarkable to see that he was even in a position to be able to make a decision to run a third time. Very few presidential candidates who are nominees of their party ever have that kind of option. And so he was remarkably fortunate. And I think well respected and to be in a position to even make that kind of choice. And you know, we talked about it as a family. He really wasn't certain if it was something he wanted to do or was ready to do or was the right reason. You know, it would be good for the country for him to do. So he, we talked a lot about it as a family, and he threw that out there with the donors. And then we actually spent a lot of time with family and friends and former staffers and different people, and really just thought about it and thought about the implications and what it would mean. And at the end of the day, it really came down to, for my dad, what's right for the country. And what would be good for the party? What would be good? What would be most likely for him to be able to beat the Democratic nominee? And at this point, the point that he made the decision, there's no question, but he was the most likely person to win the nomination and the most likely to beat the nominee. But his hope is that in holding off and not running, that he would allow someone else to come through and potentially be even stronger than he was. And that's the goal. And for my dad, it always has been putting country first and not himself first, and doing what's right in the long term for the United States of America. And in his view, that was the right thing to do. And it's what led him down that path to make that decision.
Now, you know, ever since he came out kind of affirmatively saying, I'm not going to be jumping into the 2016 race, I've been surprised on how many people I've heard from D.C., you know, California, ever across the country that says, is there any chance that this is not happening? Because it's such an unknowable thing, right? Who can beat the nominee at this point in the game? Is there any possibility in the future that this changes? Or, you know, it did seem a little bit final that he's hanging his hat.
Yeah, I don't see a scenario where he gets back in. So I don't think, you know, I don't think that's a real possibility. At this point, we're hopeful that one of the Republican nominees comes through and comes out strong. You know, the concern we have is just the Democratic nomination is going to be a coronation for Hillary Clinton. She won't really have any competition, and you know, her poll numbers are looking so good right now on the Democratic side that I think it's keeping a lot of people on the sidelines. They don't want to face Hillary Clinton. They don't want to have to go in and battle the Clinton machine. And so it looks like it may be a coronation for Hillary, and on the Republican side, we're going to have a number of qualified candidates, and a whole bunch of other candidates that are maybe less qualified, who are going to be battling hard for the nomination, it's going to be a tough race, I'm afraid. I hope that's not the case. I hope we can come to a decision quickly and allow someone to come through relatively unscathed, and allow someone to start raising money. That was one of the big problems with my dad in 2012. Some of the candidates held on so long and gave him such a, you know, long primary process that, you know, by the time we got to the convention, we were out of money and just been battling and were exhausted and tired and hadn't been able to focus on the general election, where Obama had been focusing on it for 4 years. And so we were facing a real uphill battle. We just had a few months to do what Obama had spent 4 years doing. And obviously our ground game wasn't as good as his as a result. And I'm afraid that might happen again. The Republican Party might do that again. It's almost like we're going to be facing an incumbent. Hillary's, if she can walk into this thing, she'll start gearing up for the general election very early on, and we'll be in a tough primary battle, beating each other up.
How much, as you know, you were up close to this, like few people ever have been. How much of that decision of not running was the physical, the emotional toll that this takes both on the candidate and the family?
You know, I don't think there was that much of that. If my dad felt like, this is something that was going to be right for the country and right for the party, he's a pretty tough guy. And we've been through it. We've been through the emotions. You know, you go through a real roller coaster and you go up and down, but you get through it. We've been through as bad as it gets. I mean, you think you've got the presidency and you lose, and believe it or not, you recover from that pretty quickly, and it's not a big deal, and you move on with your life. And so we knew we could deal with that. The emotional, the physical is something you gear up for, and you get used to it pretty quickly. So I don't think either one of those played a big role in his ultimate decision.
So thanks for sharing that with us. There's an article that David Brooks wrote at the beginning of 2012, and I just think this is he pinpoints such a great quality of your dad. And I want to talk about how that has come down to you and how you're going to get that to your kids. And this is what he says. He starts it out with, Mitt Romney is a rich man, but is Mitt Romney